This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Secondhand clothing is an estimated $24 billion industry, and now some big store chains want in. Here's Marketplace's Mariel Segarra.
Nordstrom has a giant flagship store in Manhattan, a couple blocks from Central Park. And on the second floor, the company's running an experiment. It's selling used clothes. I mean, they're designer clothes. There's a white T-shirt that costs $91, a pair of pink satin Manolo Blahnik heels for $618, and baby clothes, too, like a pink and gold Versace romper for $154. This is where I meet Juliette Laura, who's 25 and has on a T-shirt that says, "Pick your own wildflowers." She bought almost everything she's wearing secondhand.
My shoes I got on Depop. Same with my corset, T-shirt, and trench are all from Depop. And then my bag is from The RealReal.
Depop and The RealReal are resale websites.
Yeah, I typically shop secondhand because it's more sustainable and more ethical.
She can buy a T-shirt without feeling guilty about how many gallons of water or fuel went into making it. In a recent survey by Raymond James, 15% of people who shop secondhand said they do it because it's environmentally friendly. 65% said they do it to save money. 33-year-old Dion Lehman lives in Newport News, Virginia. When we talked the other day, she was wearing a pink and blue plaid flannel shirt.
I'm about my lumberjack lifestyle.
The brand is American Eagle, but she got it at a local secondhand store.
Like, absolutely, I would never pay $40 for this shirt, but $6 and we can talk.
Lehman has been going to thrift stores since she was a kid, but she buys used clothing a lot more since she discovered resale websites like ThredUp. She remembers her first purchase.
Ordered a couple things. They came within 3 to 5 business days, and I was like, this is what's up, because I don't even have to leave my house, and I'm all about not leaving my house.
This could be one reason the resale market is growing. Because, yeah, thrift stores have been around for decades, but these websites brought the thrift store to your front door.
It's a lot easier. Like, you don't have to search and you don't have to physically get ready to go through racks and racks of old things to find potentially a treasure.
Shopping secondhand can also allow people to buy designer clothes that are normally too expensive. Olivia Kim is an executive at Nordstrom.
You know, they want a brand affinity, they want a brand association, but they may not be able to afford the full price tag.
Other retailers have caught on to this too. Macy's, Madewell, and JCPenney, they're all selling used clothing now. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.